now headed to trial in North Bay following his second-degree murder conviction in Sudbury. A representative from Robert Stephen Wright's legal team told the court that he defense and the Crown had agreed to proceed, summarily, on the charges he is facing. These include criminal harassment, forcible confinement, and two counts of sexual assault after an investigation by North Bay Police regarding alleged incidents that predated his Sudbury murder conviction. Summarily is in opposition to indictable, and the distinction often lies in the severity of the offenses. Summary offenses are considered less severe, while indictable offenses are more serious. The choice to move summarily also means the court process will be more straightforward, and will proceed to trial without a jury. The consequences of offenses when pursued summarily can also be lessened, though that varies significantly. A person charged with a summary conviction offense is usually not arrested, unless the accused is found committing the offense. In this case, Wright is still in Millhaven Institute serving a life sentence, with 12 years until he is eligible for parole. He was convicted in March 2023 of the stabbing death of Renee Sweeney, who died at her workplace on January 27, 1998. Aditi Iyer, who appeared on behalf of Wright's lawyer, Joseph Wilkinson, told the court they were waiving the usual 12-month limitation period to allow the Crown to proceed by way of summary conviction. For a summary offense, the police have 12 months to lay charges. If the offense allegedly occurred more than 12 months prior, the events in question allegedly took place in 2015-2016, the Crown and defense may consent to proceed summarily. Iyer also said the defense was ready to schedule a date for trial. A judicial pre-trial, JPT, was held July 8, a chance for both sides to appear before a judge and examine the merits of the case. From there, Wright's team elected to move to trial, and court dates for the hearing and any pre-trial motions will be set in North Bay's assignment court on July 31. Jenny LaMoth is a reporter at Sudbury.com.